So today we are here remembering the disappearance and remembering the life that we saw before the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Deva Swami Maharaj. One thing Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj did not like microphone and loudspeakers. So we have to use our voices strongly when we speak in remembrance of Guru Maharaj. Because Guru Maharaj did not like the loudspeaker. So you have to speak loud and I have to speak loud. Anyway, we are always nourished by the association of Vaishnavas, the association of fellow God brothers and family on the journey towards Krishna. But on the journey, we will be guided and get the most nourishment by Guru and Guru Bhagavan. The leader of a country, the leader of the army, the leader of the battalion, all of these leaders are in the same line, the same direction, the same aim. There are many lieutenants, many generals, but there is a chief of all of the army, and above the army is the chief of the country, which previously would be the king. So when we are in such gatherings, we are often hearing the glorification of the Vaishnavas in general. But today we want to remember the Vaishnava in particular, who has been the pillar of the modern forward march of Krishna consciousness around the world. Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is unanimously seen as the founder of this worldwide mission of Mahaprabhu's Gaudiya Sampradaya in the modern age. And Srila Saraswati Thakur, to the threat of his own life in Navadvip itself, then he was very powerfully preaching and has made the world today recognize and honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda's teachings.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ji, and all the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Sampradaya, all the Guru Varga,
And Srila Saraswati Thakur, he established very great generals who took Krishna consciousness mainly throughout India by establishing 64 Bodhya mats and various Padapeeths and holy places within India.
So such sthan bhakti siddhant sir Thakur Maharaj ne Bodhya Vaishnav ke prachar karne ke liye India mein Bharat mein aur Bharat bahar mein wo mat sthapan kiya.
And we saw that after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance from the world, then all of Saraswati Thakur's senior disciples, they gave affection, honor, and great respect to Srila Bhakti Rokha Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj.
Srila Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki prabhavti paditya prabhuta hone ke baad, to unka jo ashirwad hai, unki jo gaurav ko aur kirti ko, Gaudiya Vaishnav sabse aage badhane wale samagra vishwa mein, agar agar nahi hai hamare param pujya Sadguru Dev Jagatguru Srila Bhakti Rokha Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj.
Srila Govinda Maharaj describes the godbrothers of Srila Guru Maharaj, the senior godbrothers of Srila Bhakti Rokha Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj, means the senior disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Srila Govinda Maharaj described them as parshads of Saraswati Thakur. And amongst them we see very prominent personalities. Srila Bhakti Sananda Goswami Maharaj, Srila Tirtha Maharaj, Srila Bon Maharaj, Jajava Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, many very strong personalities and others who I've not mentioned.
महाराज जी के और इतने माधव महाराज सफर महाराज गुरुपाद अक्षयदान स्वामी अभयचंद महाराज जी नारायण महाराज जी माधव महाराज जितने भी हैं सब महाराज जी के मतलब गुरु भाई थे मतलब गर्व बदल गुरु भाई थे और उन्होंने मतलब विश्व में कृष्ण चेतना को दुख किया है चेतन महापुरुष के गुरु के वैष्णव भक्त है वैष्णव निष्ठा भी गुरु भाई से मिल करके भारत और भारत बाहर यूरोप में अमेरिका विश्व और वाले
Do you try to translate what I am saying rather than adding your own items? And then, so with all of these senior disciples of Saraswati Thakur, not only gave honor to Guru Maharaj, but they would all look to him for their guidance in their preaching, directly or indirectly. They took their standards from Srila Sridhara Maharaj.
सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज जी की गाड़ियाँ में प्रत्यक्ष रूप में और परोक्ष रूप में वो प्रचार कर रहे थे गौड़ीय वैष्णव समाज
And that Srila Sridhara Maharaj, then he prepared Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj as his perfect disciple. He prepared him in accordance with what he understood Saraswati Thakur's direction for a disciple should be.
Srila Sridhara Maharaj ji isliye unki ashirwad aur gaurav ko badhane ke liye unhone Srila Gurudev Bhaktisinga Gurudev Maharaj ko tyar kiye the aur unhone unke gaurav ko kehte the aage Vaishnav samaj ko vishwa tak darbar mein pahunchaye.
And Srila Govinda Maharaj came to Guru Maharaj, came to Srila Sridhara Maharaj when he was 17 years old. And he stayed with him from that time, right the way through to when he was 18 years old, when he left the world, when he disappeared from the world. So he was a lifetime being molded and prepared by Srila Sridhara Maharaj to continue the conception as well as the mission of Saraswati Thakur.
Maharaj वैष्णव धर्म को आगे बढ़ाते हुए उन्होंने सरस्वती ठाकुर की परंपरा को बजाया।
So Srila Bhakti Rokak Srihadev Goswami Maharaj was an outstanding personality, an outstanding disciple, and of course from our vision who are in that line, the most important disciple empowered by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he in turn had his most outstanding prominent disciple, who was Srila Bhakti Sandha Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, to whom Guru Maharaj gave everything, publicly, privately, openly, legally, personally, etc. Sometimes we do understand that to know anything of Radhara and Krishna's pastimes, we need the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda. We know, all of us here, we know that to understand Radhara and Krishna's pastimes, we need the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda. We cannot approach directly to Radhara and Krishna.
हम लोग डायरेक्ट राधा कृष्ण को समझ नहीं पा रहे हैं या उनको मतलब धार नहीं कर पा रहे, इसलिए महाराज जी पहले गौरा मतलब को वृत्तांत को समझा रहे हैं और उनके बारे में पूछ रहे हैं।
But we make this analogy because those of us who knew Guru Maharaj and knew Gurudev, means Srila Shriha Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj, there was very strong feeling that we can only actually know Srila Shriha Maharaj by the grace of Srila Govinda
Maharaj.
And not only that, in our generation, all of the senior devotees who came to Srila Shriha Maharaj, they knew that it is only by the grace of Srila Govinda Maharaj that we can even come and see him and be in front of him. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he captured the world in turn with his heart. Everybody's connection who came in touch with Srila Govinda Maharaj, everybody's connection was with the heart. And he made a family around the world, which eventually became several thousand devotees. But every devotee felt heart connection, personal connection with his divine grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj.
Maharaj ki hriday ke jo ichha ha, hriday ke sath unka sampark tha, varan mein jitne hazar hazar shishya the Maharaj ke, तो उनके साथ एक आत्मीयता भाव, एक हृदय की भाव, जो बात हम कहना चाहते हैं कि गुरु महाराज जी के जो भाव है उनके साथ, जो भाव विदेश की जो भी डिसाइपल हैं भक्तों के साथ ऐसा कनेक्शन था, उनकी आत्मीयता भाव थी जिसके द्वारा वो कृष्ण प्रेम में कृष्ण चेतना में उद्भूत होते थे और महाराज जी अपनत्व मानते थे। जो प्रभु गोविंद हमारे यहाँ है वो उनके, तो उनके साथ हृदय की आत्मीयता की भाव थी।
Srila Sridhar Maharaj often used the expression home comfort, We are going to the land of home comfort, not to a foreign land, not to a land which is alien to you, but where you will feel at home. As good as Srila Srila And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was the embodiment of distributing that entrance to the land where everybody who came in touch with him felt, yes, here I have my home guardian. My home is settled, my heart is satisfied at home. Here at his lotus feet, in front of his glands, in his proximity, within his service. Srila Govinda Maharaj, he never wanted any honor for himself, any respect for a big seat or anything for himself. He saw everything he was doing. If I can connect people to Guru Maharaj, that is their greatest fortune. And in doing this, Srila Govinda Maharaj, then he was not only the guru of so many disciples, not only the Siksha guru for so many other people's disciples, but everybody who came to him, they developed the feeling that he was their best friend as well as their guru. Amongst our family, as it were, we have many stories between the disciples about miracles, real miracles they have seen, of transformations of people's character who have come to Gurudev, to Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. And once their heart has bonded with Srila Govinda Maharaj's heart, then that was an inseparable bond which only grew and grew through service relationship. And today is the disappearance day. It is the third anniversary of the day that Srila Govinda Maharaj left our visible world.
आज शरीर दिखाई नहीं देता, लेकिन शास्त्र तो वो आज यहाँ है, हम लोग के हृदय में है, जिसके हृदय के साथ हृदय में बंधन में बंध गया। महाराज ये कहना चाहते हैं कि हमारे हृदय जो है, इसलिए गुरु महाराज के हृदय में प्यार के बंधन में एक भक्ति की डोर में बंध गई है, और आज उनकी तिरुभाव तिथि है। सचमुच वो हमारी आँख के आँखों में स्थूल शरीर नहीं है, लेकिन वो हमारे हृदय की सूर्य हमारे हृदय में साथ आज यहाँ है।
The whole life of Gurudev's devotee family was a bondage of the heart. Therefore, when Gurudev left this world, it was a disaster for everybody. Their hearts suddenly
broken
or yes, broken heart.
तो आज उन लोग का बड़े दुख का दिन है कि महाराज ने आज के दिन में उनकी समाज मतलब नित्य होते हैं। तो महाराज ये कहना चाहते हैं आज बहुत बड़े दिन है कि ये दुख की बात है कि महाराज के शरीर आज उस नित्य लोग हो चुके हैं। तो ये बड़ी हम लोग जितने वैष्णव परिवार है ये बड़ी दुखदायी है।
But then we see in the scripture, we see in the Leela, here we are in Govardhan and Vrindavan, we see also how Krishna, he drew all of the gopis with his heart, with his affection. And Krishna also then disappeared and left from them. Also in Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we look at some of those pastimes where Mahaprabhu is forbidding Rupa Goswami to go with him, he's forbidding Gadadhar Pandit to come out from Puri and to come with him on his travels. He's forcefully walking away from the devotees, going and leaving them. When we read some of those descriptions, they are heart-rending. Rupa Goswami fainted, fell to the ground unconscious in Prayag after Mahaprabhu had instructed him. Gadadhar Pandit, then he took Chaitra Sannyas, and when Mahaprabhu forbid him to go any further, then become unconscious. So again, so many pastimes where devotees' hearts have been broken when Mahaprabhu left.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य चरतम देखने को मिलता है अतीत में। जब महाप्रभु चले गए तो रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी ये समझते थे उनकी विरह की अग्नि में इतनी वो जलते थे, उनकी भक्ति में उनकी प्रेम में इतनी विरह की बता होता था, ये समझते थे कि हम भी महाप्रभु के साथ जा रहे हैं, हम भी महाप्रभु के साथ उस विद्यार्थी को विश करें, ऐसा अनुभव होता था। तो सचमुच दुर्भट होते हैं उनको ऐसा अनुभव होता है, एक प्रेम की बहुत बड़ी जो इस प्रकार रास की पंचाध्याय की मुख्य गीत है। जब कृष्ण दिशा पर अंतर्ध्यान हो गए थे तब वहाँ भगवान ने गोपनीय गीत गाया था, जय चुकी अधिकतम जन्मना बोले। उसी प्रकार गदाधर पंडित चैतन्य महाप्रभु के मित्रता प्रविष्ट होने के बाद जगन्नाथ मंदिर जगन्नाथपुरी में रूप सनातन गोस्वामी के इस प्रकार अवस्था हुई कि सब तक की महाप्रभु आज हमारे साथ हैं, हमारे साथ जा रहे हैं। उनके प्रेम के आंसू जो है ना मतलब अष्ट शक्ति भाव जो स्फुरित होता था उनकी विरह की व्यथा में उस बात को महाराज
Raghunath Das Goswami, also again very close to home where we are now, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so heartbroken. He felt that everything was empty. Not only that, but even the spiritual things were coming to eat him up. But Raghunath Das Goswami, in separation from Mahaprabhu, he found shelter with Rupa and Sanatan and the Vaishnavas, but principally Rupa and Sanatan.
Goswami,
Raghunath Das. When Raghunath, when Mahaprabhu disappeared from the world, then Raghunath Das Goswami was heartbroken. He wanted to come here to Govardhan to commit suicide. But when he came to Govardhan, he met Rupa and Samadhi. And there he got some solace and some shelter in separation from Mahaprabhu.
So Mahaprabhu ki jo tirhat ki vyatha, wo anubhav karte the Radha Das Thakur ji, aur jab Govardhan aaya to unhone is baat ko Rup Sanatan Maharaj ke samne rakha aur unke hriday ko kuch adhyatmik kar Prabhu aaj bhi.
So it is also when we are in separation from the guiding Vaishnavas and our very family-bound Vaishnavas, when we are in separation from that particular leading personality, then now we are also taking shelter and getting nourishment from the association of the Vaishnavas.
Our Vaishnavic family, our
and this has been the test for all of us who were put in that situation, and continues to be a test and a trial that we can go forward while in separation, because Vaishnavism is dynamic. So for the few of us here who knew Srila Govinda Maharaj personally and well, we can say it from our own standpoint, we are all feeling today specific separation from Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisandha Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. But we are getting some solace by being able to glorify his personality in particular on this day.
महाराज जी कहना चाहते हैं जो उनकी पर्टिकुलर जो व्यक्तित्व है, जो उनकी प्रेम है, जो माधुर्य है, भगवान की जो उनकी प्रेम है, उस विरह व्यथा में हम व्यथित हैं आज के दिन में, और हम यहाँ अनुभव करते हैं कि गुरु महाराज जी की कृपा है, दया है, करुणा है, कि हम यहाँ अनुभव करते हैं कि गुरु महाराज जी हैं शास्त्र.
And in a general way, you are gathered here giving honor to the Guru of our society. You have gathered today. And in a general way, we can give this special mention that Srila Govinda Maharaj's position amongst Guru Maharaj's section, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's section, he was the affectionate next generation to all of those senior people, to Goswami Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj, Bon Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, all that senior section. Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was their affectionate next generation in which they all had hope. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he passed away on the Gaura Dvadashi early in the morning on this day. And it is understood to be the same day and similar time to the disappearance of Rupa Goswami, of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and other senior in our line, but Rupa Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj and Raghunath Das Goswami, who we mentioned earlier, they all passed away at a similar time. So any auspicious sign with Gurudev's disappearance, but in particular we are able to give today some reflection about Gurudev's nature, to share that with the assembled devotees who may not have had so much personal association with Gurudev, with Govinda Maharaj. Jai Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Rokta Shri Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasana.
Maharaj took sannyas long before me. These disciples, sannyas disciples of Shri Govinda Maharaj. And he's been very humble, listening to my words. Maharaj can say a few words also, and you can translate it.